to 8. Every year, thousands of children are put into care because their parents are addicted to drugs or alcohol, or both perhaps. Now many more of those parents will be able to keep their children because of a special court which doesn't just dispense justice. It actually helps the parents deal with their problems. It's called the Family Drug and Alcohol Court, or FDAC. It's been operating for 7 years in London, but now it's being extended to other parts of England, and that means a quarter of English family courts will have their own FDAC. Sancha Berg spoke to one mother who's been helped by one of the courts. We changed her name to protect her identity.
Claire had been a heroin addict for 4 years when she had her first baby.
I left hospital with him, my first baby. Everyone thought that I was actually on a detox program to get clean. And I think I'd taken my last dose of a substitute called Subutex when I'd arrived home with my newbie. And I just, it was all too much for me. I just couldn't manage being clean and taking care of a baby. I had no experience of children. So I didn't stay clean. I started using, the next day immediately, after bringing my child home.
She split up with her son's father, found another boyfriend, and quickly had two more children. She appeared several times in the ordinary family court, never giving up drugs for long.
In the ordinary family court, things weren't investigated properly. Each time I'd been in the court, I just kind of felt like, there was no seriousness to it. There was no background checks. There was no substance behind it. And I kind of kept slipping through the net.
Finally, she was told she'd lose her children for good unless she went to the Family Drug and Alcohol Court.
I was offered intensive therapy. Part of that was going to court regularly, every 2 weeks, and to have drug tests every week, and also to have hair strand tests to see what my drug use was and if I was, once I'd got clean, if I was being consistent with that, if I was being honest.
Claire's been clear of drugs, she says, for the last 5 years. She has her children back and she's had another baby.
My fourth child was more like my second chance. I connected with her from the moment of conception. It was just totally different, and I feel really sad that I never felt that way with my others. She's reached all her developmental milestones, at the right times, whereas my others didn't. There was delayed speech with my last born son. My priority wasn't to sit and play with toys and read books. My priority was using drugs.
Well, that was one of the mothers who's been helped by these particular courts. And Nicholas Crichton is a district judge. He was founder of the Family Drug and Alcohol Court. He's with me. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It sounds slightly odd, doesn't it? We get used to the idea of courts dispensing justice. That's what they're there to do. And now here we see a court behaving, providing services you might expect from the social services or from doctors or somebody.
Well, I think over a long period of time, family courts have seemed very punitive to parents who are in the situation of Claire, whom we have just heard. And I think we need to embrace the concept of problem solving, of trying to harness the authority of the court in a process that enables people to turn their lives around. And that is a mother who has really achieved that. And why wouldn't you want to use the authority of the court in that process?
I suppose in a way because you're blurring the authority of the court with some sort of therapeutic objective.
I don't think we are blurring the boundaries. What we are using, and I'm not embarrassed to be talking about therapeutic jurisprudence, these people have got their lives in a terrible mess, but they love the children every bit as much as we love our children, and many of them dearly want to be able to provide good enough care for their children. And we have a multidisciplinary team, independent of social services, working with these parents, developing an intervention plan tailor-made for each individual parent, and bringing the parent back to court every 2 weeks, it's a little bit like Weight Watchers, bringing them back and standing them on the judge's scales. And the judge never loses his authority. It is very clear what this is about. Are you going to be able to retain or recover the care of your child? The court is here. We need to understand what this is about, but we want you to succeed. And parents coming in every 2 weeks, talking about their progress, working out what works for them, what perhaps doesn't work, how can we improve their plan? It's much better from the parent's point of view, the child's point of view, and I would say the taxpayer's point
but,
of
but,
view.
But that's it, isn't it? Because the court's first and absolute responsibility is towards the child.
Yes.
And that's where there might be some blurring, perhaps, if you become concerned as much with the doing the right thing or doing what the mother wants, usually the mother, isn't it, doing what she wants, then is there any danger at all that you might lose sight of that primary objective, the overriding objective?
I don't think so, and I very much hope not. Our objective the whole time is to consider what is in the best interests of the child, and the parents come back to court every 2 weeks with the child's allocated social worker, with the children's guardian, who's an independent social work professional whose job is to keep the court's focus on the child. We remain focused on the child. But it has to be in the child's best interest to remain with his or her parents if we can possibly achieve that.
Right. And a final thought, you're not simply replicating the work of the social services.
No. It's much more intensive than social services are able to provide, and much more focused, I would dare say. To have a multidisciplinary team of social workers, drugs workers, psychiatrists, mental health worker, domestic violence worker, because there's nearly always domestic violence, and to have that multidisciplinary team working with the parent is a completely different way of working with parents than a social work team.
Nicholas Crichton, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
19 minutes to 8. Let's